Welcome to Bros Knows Best, a movie review podcast hosted by me, Ben Charlesworth, and my brother Scott Charlesworth. What's up with all the arm movements, bro?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just feeling very expressive and dynamic. Ooh, I'm going to get my headphone levels up just a tad so I can hear that, that sweet,
I realized last episode that when we watched Spider-Verse, I didn't tell a story that I wanted to tell, but you know what? Fuck it. We don't need to. We don't even need to worry about it.
Why didn't you tell it?
I don't know.
Why?
Hey, can we restart? But we leave all this in.
Yeah, we can. All right. Absolutely.
You know, I just needed that energy. I need a bit more fresh energy.
Okay.
When you stood up, I got put off. Oh. I did. All right.
I'm sorry about that.
No,
that's understandable. I know. I get that. It's an interruption to the flow.
You've been doing squats. Someone's up with that ass.
Oh, mate, you know me.
Got that round ass.
No, I haven't been doing squats, man. Yeah. That's all natural, mate.
It's all natural.
That's actually just that's pulling up some road cases and things at work.
Really?
Yeah. So that's where all that that cheekage is coming from.
Mate, I just get like a bunch of weights and I just do like hip thrusts, bro.
Yeah.
Honestly. My hips, absolutely. There's six packs on my hips.
They're looking good.
Yeah. Don't work anything else out, but I just do hip thrusts in the gym. I've been on like 17 meme pages now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been cyberbullied horrifically. And I'm in a terrible mental state because of it.
Look, the Bros Knows Best community is here for you.
Have you actually seen those videos all of 13 people, of like, all 13 listeners? Yeah. Have you actually seen those videos of people, like, they'll be doing a pull-up or something, but they're just, like, humping in the air or something?
Is it, like, people incorrectly using gym equipment or something like that?
Yeah, or they do, like, weird, like, gym stuff. Like, they might hold the, you know, the bell bar, the barbell, the bell bar. They hold the barbell.
Talking about Mr. Jim over here.
Oh, fuck off, you dog. They hold the barbell like in their ass and squeeze it between the cheeks and just rub it against like the wall. You know what I'm saying?
Wait.
I'm like, bro, what is this shit? Like, it's so crazy.
I haven't seen
like,
that
that's
before.
So crazy. Like, I just like watch that shit probably like on the daily and it's crazy, man. Like,
oh, man. You need to wash those eyes out with a bit of soap.
Nah.
Do you actually want to restart?
No. What would I want to restart?
You said you wanted to restart to get the flow going.
I never said that.
Oh, okay.
Right, wind the clip back. Did I say that? No.
Why? Hey,
can we restart, but we leave all this in?
Yeah, we can. All right. Absolutely.
I didn't say that.
Hey, what movie did we watch today?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Today we're speedrunning it. We're getting through this episode quick.
Because I need a poo.
Fuck off. You actually need a poo?
I do actually need a poo.
Ooh, that's dangerous.
It is a bit dangerous. But I've actually been having a bit of a streak. I like not to toot my own horn, but I've had a bit of a streak of some speedy poos recently. Mm.
It's because we've got to leave the house in an hour.
Because we're seeing a comedy show. We're actually seeing another podcast tonight, Bad Friends.
Yes, yes.
Live in Sydney.
Yeah, good podcast.
It's insane. I can't wait. Dude.
Yeah, so we're...
And we're having Mexican
food.
So we
have to do this for half an hour, then quickly get ready.
Yeah.
But you're taking a shit. You take at least 3 business days to squeeze out a poo.
Yeah, I'll try and be as speedy as possible.
That's all right. I'll time you. We watch BMX Bandits.
Whoa, from 1983, starring Nicole Kidman and 2 other guys that we don't even know
the
about.
The 2 other guys?
Yeah.
Oh. And then Nicole Kidman.
Yes.
Yep.
Do you want to...
Billy Idol's in this? You know, yeah,
Australian Billy Idol from Temu.
Yes,
he does look like Billy Idol. Yes, straight up. Wow, that didn't click to me.
One of the goons. If you've watched the movie, he's one the blonde, the... bleach blonde guy.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh,
wedding.
Quick scene thing before I even get into the synopsis. But the scene of him in the boat with the moustache goon, and like he's like out the front of the boat. Like,
oh, I forgot about that. Yes.
And he like slugs a beer down and throws it into the ocean. And he's just like, that was the whole thing.
An Aussie bogan's wet dream right there.
Literally.
Beautiful.
Well,
then if we're getting right into it, I'll just say my score now. And then that's it. Yeah. We can get out of here.
That's it.
Because we're tight for time.
We are tight for time. And I'm tight in my pants.
Yeah. Not tight like that dude's arsehole when he had the barbell up against it.
All right. Yep.
you know.
Just... Okay, good on you. In Manly, Australia, 1983, two teen boys are set on opening a BMX track to hold competitions and to ride without causing nuisance on the street. Their plan flourishes when they meet Judy, a talented BMX rider with the same passion. But amongst their plans, they are crossed by some dangerous, a dangerous group of bank robbers when the teens take their walkie-talkies that were meant for a heist. That was a little bit choppy there.
Yeah, look, that wasn't your
flow. That wasn't my best. The flow was a little bit off, but like the main point was there, sort of thing.
I mean, the point was Judy, who's Nicole. We're going to call her Nicole.
Yeah, we'll just call her Nicole.
I'm going to call her Keith Urban.
Can I say as well, even in a small role like this, you can actually tell that she...
Was it a small role?
Well, it wasn't a small role, but like one of the leads. A smaller movie, I should say.
Right, yeah, yeah.
In a smaller movie like this, you can already tell that she has the talent to become the actress that she was going to become.
A small town girl in a big city.
That's right. Just living it up in Manly, riding some bikes.
That's true. Yeah, it was in Manly. It was in Manly. I like that. Now, I would say, if I was to one-up you...
Yeah, please.
If we're going over the story, I don't want to do the synopsis. I don't want to step on your toes. I don't want to cut your grass.
Consider my toes not stepped on.
I don't want to blow your wind. Okay, I want to do my own thing, like last week. I would say,
yeah.
Judy's working. Sorry, Nicole Kidman's working at the grocery store.
Yeah.
Then that little dickhead kid pushes the trolleys. Two guys fall.
We'll call
over.
Him Young Mick Malloy.
Young Mick...
No.
Young Mick Malloy.
I'll only drop that once.
Oh, you can drop whatever you want, mate. Drop it like it's hot, I say. They, the two dudes, dude one and dude two, smash into it, break their BMXs. She wants a BMX, but she's just lost her job that she was saving up for a BMX with. That didn't make any sense.
No,
and then they all go, we all need money. Let's go oyster shucking.
And let's be best friends.
Yeah, let's just instantly be best friends.
Straight away, as you do.
Yeah,
you know?
As you do.
Yeah.
Then they go oyster shucking and go to this place where they pull out, instead of oysters, they find a bunch of walkie-talkies that are actually a drop-off point for armed robbery that's going to happen in 3 days.
GTA heist.
Yeah, but Australia. Police scanners. So then they start selling on the streets, the kids, to try and make money to get their BMXs, whilst the robbers are like, those kids stole our walkie-talkies and we can't do the heist without it.
Yeah.
So then the robbers are trying to chase the kids and then the kids are trying to sell their stuff and escape from the robbers.
That's really well done. Yeah.
But it's not succinct.
That's slightly better than what I just wrote.
Slightly, but it was a bit long. It was a bit long-winded.
A bit convoluted, but it was a nice overview, I would say.
Oh, that's what I was trying to go for.
Yeah.
I was going to go for an OV more than a synopsis.
Okay, so... Looking back on the overview of the entire plot, how did you find... Like, obviously, it's not the most complex movie in the world, but did you enjoy yourself watching
it? It doesn't have to be. No.
Did you enjoy yourself? That's all I'm saying.
Look, I had a fun time.
Yeah.
I think I would have had a better time if I watched it with you.
Yeah. Because
we watched the first 20 minutes and then you fell asleep.
I was falling asleep. I had to watch it by myself. I actually ended up watching it on my laptop. So I didn't even watch it on the big screen. Well, semi-big screen.
Big screen, yes.
Yeah.
No,
it was fun.
It was fun.
Yeah.
It was...
Not the craziest movie in the world.
No, I think it would have... It definitely been a lot worse if the armed robbery stuff wasn't involved.
Yeah, there was a good little aspect to it. If it was just kids riding around on BMXs, there's only so much that you can watch of people doing tricks and stuff that aren't like crusty demons.
Mm.
And before you go, I've seen it, you know? Like the intro, don't get me wrong. Fucking very cool. Well shot. Like all the cinematic shots of them putting their masks on.
Yeah, that was
like,
fun.
You know, the shots of like the mongoose front of the bike and stuff.
Yes,
and riding backwards on the handlebars down the, you know, the pathways of Manly Boardwalk.
Shelley Beach.
But like, you know, that is a thing that is repeated throughout the entire movie. And yes, it is cool at first, but... Hey, once you've seen it, you've seen it once. You've seen it all the time.
I think three dudes and maybe a lady. Go on, let's be inclusive.
Three dudes. Two dudes.
You didn't let me finish.
Oh.
You silly cunt.
Please continue.
I reckon three dudes and a lady because it's 2024 and let's be inclusive. Anyway, and that's the Butts Bros Nerds Best Podcast.
Oh, you always slipped there. That was nearly close. Mate,
no. Yeah. I reckon three dudes and a lady, let's be inclusive, it's 2024. We got into a room and they said, look, what do we like? The chick was like, well, I really like riding a BMX bike.
Yep.
One of the other guy was like, you know what? BMX bikes are pretty cool. I'm like, well, maybe we should make a movie about that. Mm. Like, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And so then they're all coming up with the idea. They're like, oh, maybe we could have some armed robbers. We're going to have it as kids doing it. We're going to market this to kids. You know, yeah. The kids love BMX at one point. And then there's one dude in the corner who's not listening at all. And he goes, oh, yes, yes. And we need a chase scene. And everyone's like, yeah, yeah, that's a good idea. How long should the chase scene go for? And he's like, yes, yes. Yes. No, 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 but how long should it go for? No, yes. Well, you got a time for us? At least half the movie. maybe two-thirds. Let's just have most of the movie a chase scene.
And we're going to have it reoccur multiple times through the movie.
It's like, in different forms. But are people going to get bored of that? They won't.
No.
I mean, did you get bored of it?
Yeah.
I got a little bored of it.
I got a little bored of it. I mean, I'll be honest. I got a little bored of it. Yes, the different environments that they had the chase scenes in was fun. I mean, they had one on a rugby, game. They had one.
The old rugby.
The old rugby. A bit of NRL, mate.
Yeah.
They had golf course. They had a golf course going through the mall as well. I mean, they had it on the streets. I say
shopping centre.
Yeah, but they're saying the mall.
Yankee with no brim.
No. It actually is correctly termed mall back in that era. Like, shopping centre is mall.
How would you know that?
Because that's an old term.
Bullshit.
It is.
Bullshit.
Dural Mall, buddy. I just hit you with the buddy. I'm sorry. That was really disrespectful.
Fuck you, muscles.
Yeah, good one, champ.
Ah, oh, yeah. Mate. Okay, sport.
Oh. Yeah. No, that's it. I'll take the burn there. That's fair enough. But yeah, very repetitive in that aspect, but still fun.
It was
still
fun.
Still had some charm, and it was funny.
So that was at the point where the goons ended up catching up with the kids, and they're like, all right, they got Nicole Kidman, and she was like...
Judy Patootie.
Yeah, Judy Patootie.
Is that what they called her?
Yeah. I don't know.
I think they said, well, Judy Patootie.
Honestly, I couldn't tell you.
I'll just say Nicole.
And then they ended up escaping, and then the goons were chasing them for like ages. Yeah. But what kept happening was they'd run through the fountain at the shopping center.
Yeah.
And then so the guys would all ride over it. Then the goons would fall over and trip. And then the next scene, the goons would ride on their heels again.
Yeah.
And then the next thing, they would, you know, maybe trip over some ice cream or fall into a dude holding some pizza.
Yeah.
And then the next scene, they'd ride on their heels again. How did they keep catching up so quickly? That made no sense whatsoever.
That was very cartoony, actually, the whole aspect. And you know what? It also felt very rushed. The plot as well.
Yeah.
Like, it just felt like, you know, one thing was happening after the other, and then 90% of it was just chase scene. And it's like you could have put so much more time and a little bit more realistic energy and, like, I don't know, sort of logic into it as to how they, like, were catching up and, you know, able to find and track them down so easily on the water, I should say. I understand at the beginning, when the robbers are going back to the wharf and they ask the guys, oh, where did you see those kids run to?
Mm.
They went into, like, the, I don't know, the pool shed, like, the boat shed or something like that.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, but, like, finding them back on the water and, like, following them back, I'm like, how did you do that? They were going the other way pretty quickly.
Yeah. I think it's just in that giant chase scene for half the movie.
Yeah.
They just kept catching up so quickly. Like, they'd crash the car and then really the next odd scene they're right on their heels again.
Yeah.
How they do. I mean, I get it. It's a kids movie. Fair enough.
It's just a bit of fun.
It's just a bit of fun. Was the chase scene fun? Absolutely.
It was accurate to 80s Australia.
Was it? Yeah. That's true. This happened a lot in the 80s from what I hear.
Oh, man. People catching up to each other all the time.
Fuck, I know.
Yeah.
I used to catch up back then. They were very chronically online.
Very punctual back then. Hey, you say you're there on 6 o'clock. You were there on 6 o'clock by the clock tower.
Yeah. But if you're French, it's polite to be 10 minutes late. It's true. I won't shout out Miss Larumini, eh? Oh. Taught me that one.
No comment.
Lovely lady. Yeah, honestly, it was just half a chase scene. And I think the story may have gotten a little bit affected by that. Again, by the guy in the boardroom.
I wouldn't
in the corner
even
who
say
said,
a little bit. I would say like it heavily got affected.
Heavily got affected.
But the exciting part was, yes, the robbery aspect to it.
Mm.
That bit was cool. It kept it a little bit more. Ooh, there's a bit of darkness happening to this movie.
Yeah.
And a part that I really liked was the intro to it when we had the first heist.
That was fun.
The van got smashing through the window, the guys hopping out with their shotguns, three little pigs and the big bad wolf.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that was a cool aspect to the different masks with the matching blue jumpsuits. I thought that was sick.
Good masks as
good
well.
Good masks, yeah.
If we're talking about masks.
Yeah.
Then we're talking about the graveyard scene.
Oh, yeah. What was it? There was like a goblin-y thing, right?
It was Slipknot, bro. It's their new masks.
It was basically Slipknot. Yeah.
It was two goblins. That was a fun scene, the graveyard chase. That but again, it was cool. Another chase scene.
Yeah.
That it was boring. Not that it was bad. I do enjoy a chase scene.
There's just only so much chasing you can do in a lot
of chasing. A lot of chasing.
Do you mind, Bird? Trying to have a conversation over here.
There's a fucking bird out there.
He's birding up out there.
Yeah,
I think it's a minor bird.
Mm. Damn Indian miners.
Yeah.
That's the bird. And damn Indian miners indeed.
So we had Judy, PJ, and Goose. Out of the three of those characters, who was your favourite?
PJ, Judy. Judy.
Yeah, Judy. Nicole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Adele.
Adele.
Yeah.
So who's your favourite out of the three?
She was my favourite.
Oh, Judy. Oh, you said Judy.
Yeah.
Oh, you answered my question. I thought you were just getting confused
with
her name.
Typically, someone asks a question and you answer.
What? Okay.
Unless I'm not hearing your question correctly.
No, you heard my question correctly.
Well, now I'm well confused.
I tuned out after asking the question.
You'd be a great interviewer, you know that?
Yeah, next Andrew Denton.
Yeah.
Well, my favourite was Goose. I like Goose. Yeah. I liked his little weird...
He seems like a gentleman, doesn't he? Andrew Denton, I mean. You know...
Yeah, he does seem like a gentleman.
He seems like he would stir his tea and then tap it three times to get rid of the residue.
For all those who don't know who Andrew Denton is, Australian interviewer, very renowned for his excellence in that field.
He's probably won the journalist award, the Pulitzer, put my Litzer in it, something like that.
I've never heard about that
He's
before.
He's
probably won one of those.
Yeah, he's won a journalist award probably.
Yeah, he's Andrew Denton.
Yeah.
He's
got a flat head, but he's a very gentle man.
He's a very...
And I reckon he taps his spoon three times after he drinks a tea, for sure. You just know it. He's very gentle.
Very, very gentle. Do we want to go over some fun quotes?
I do, but first I want to ask you a question.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Right, so buckle in, big boy. I'm about to take you for a ride.
Gear up, bucko.
I've got three characters, and I want to know your favorite out of PJ, Judy, and the other one.
I already said it was Goose.
Well, I wasn't listening. Goose was your...
The exact same thing as me.
Goose was your favorite.
I liked Goose.
Fuck. I didn't think Goose was a good actor, eh?
No, that's why he was my favourite.
Oh, right.
Because I thought it was like... the entire time. Did he... There was like something... Some of the conversations he was having with PJ was just like, yeah, we just gotta get a job done. We gotta get this job done.
PJ didn't do anything. He just...
Existed. He just existed. But Goose was like... Just being a goose the entire time. Maybe that's why he lived up to his name. Actually, no. It's because he rides a mongoose.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got the
Top Gun.
And Top Gun, yeah.
Quotes. Give me some quotes.
This is thirsty work. Why don't we go to the pier for a milkshake?
I guess that's Goose.
That's Goose.
All right, read the quote. I'll tell you who said it.
All right.
I reckon 90% of these are Goose quotes.
All right, this is actually two, but you got to figure out who was who in saying this. Okay. All right, first line. Listen, if we put our heads together, we can come up with something. Yeah.
multiple dandruff.
PJ first, and then it was Goose saying
second. Yeah. Well, I've got to admit, the price is right.
That's Goose again. Okay, yep, okay.
$20? Where am I going to get $20?
That's actually not a character. That's just a random actor.
Oh, all right.
That's not like one of the main characters.
Oh, who says that?
That's when they're trying to sell the walkie-talkies.
Oh.
And they meet up with this random guy and so I'll sell it to you for $20. And he's like, it's the 80s. I don't have $20. Yeah. Inflation, am I right?
Cost of living crisis.
I know. When I heard that, I was like, ah, that's 1980s Australia right there. Yeah.
Use your Apple Pay.
Yeah, you fucking
use
BPay.
Come on, mate.
Come on, get it. Get with the program.
Get a square and pay it on the square, you dog.
All right, I have two more quotes for you.
All right.
Don't worry, that can't get us in here. That can't get us in here. Car smashes through warehouse door.
Oh, Goose said that when
again,
they
again. That's Goose again.
Yeah.
So basically, I just wrote down Goose quotes.
He's got one more.
Oh, he's got one more. I do. All right. So this isn't a Goose quote.
All right.
You know this one. Get out of the car. You're right in the poo now, sister.
Was that Billy Idol?
That was Australian Billy Idol.
Okay. Well, good. Okay, so
you did pretty well.
I got one wrong.
You know what? Good strike rate. Yeah.
No, and I hope you guys are playing along at home. I'm sure it was a great fun game that everyone enjoyed.
Very, very entertaining, honestly.
I think here's a big point. Yep. I'm going to point it right at you.
Please, point it at me.
Point of logic, if I'm allowed to do so.
You can. You're well entitled to.
Look, kids movie, whatever. 80s fucking Bolsack, whatever. I don't care. Nicole Kidman at the end, when it's the three, it's PJ, Goose, and Nicole, they meet up with the robbers and they go, here's your walkie-talkies. And they're like, sweet.
Yeah.
Then the robbers go, well, as a bit of insurance, we're going to kidnap this chick. And so they kidnap Nicole Kidman in broad daylight in the middle of Manly where you can see people in the background.
Yeah, straight on the pier, mate.
Three things. Number one, how did no one see?
That's a good point.
Number two, why wouldn't Nicole Kidman scream to cause attention?
Another good point.
Yep. Number three, my God. I didn't have a third point. I thought I did. But that's the first 2 points stand.
They did stand.
Oh, no, there was a third point. Why didn't the goons wear masks if they were kidnapping someone in broad daylight? I knew there was a third point.
And they wore masks in the graveyard scene?
Yeah, when no one's around in the graveyard, they're worried about people. But in the broad daylight in Manly, let's just kidnap someone. Kidnap a little girl.
Yeah. Creeps, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, insurance, I guess.
I know, but it seems like the boss is a bit of a creep.
The boss is a creep.
Yeah.
He was on
list. Cocaine, absolutely.
Oh, cocaine, right, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he was also on a list. He was absolutely
on a list, for sure.
For sure.
He's got the pedo stash as well.
Yeah, it was like the 70s pedo stash.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In the 80s as well. So he's carrying it through.
Actually, no, it was the 80s pedo stash. I'm getting my ears mixed
up. Well, he could have a 70s
pedo stash. No, it's more of an 80s thing.
It's more of an 80s pedo stash?
Yeah. That's absolutely.
You can tell by the way that the hair's placed.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Soundtrack. How do you like the soundtrack?
Yeah, look, I thought it was fun at the beginning. It hyped me up, got me going. But, you know, it was a little repetitive as well, just like all the chase scenes. Maybe because it was played in every single chase scene.
Yeah.
Seems
to be a thing. I feel like we've commented on this before in a movie.
Yeah.
Go back and listen to every episode to find out which one we've said. Yeah, they play that same song in every episode, in every scene.
Because we don't know.
Fuck no. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to get there.
Yeah.
I'm going to get there before we have to get out of here because we're tight on time.
We are tight on time.
Yeah. We're tight. Stunts.
Yeah.
How do you like stunts?
Honestly, pretty solid.
Pretty fun.
I thought it was pretty good, well-rounded. I mean, obviously, we have the bike tricks and things like that. Mentioned the backwards handlebar riding. There was that thing where the stunt double for Nicole Kidman did like the thing where she brought the bike to the ground.
That was cool.
And like balanced on it sort of thing.
I actually, from what I've researched, could be wrong, but I think the stunt double for Nicole Kidman was actually a dude.
Really?
Apparently. That's what it says here. I thought it was a chick when I was watching it. So maybe we're both the fools.
Maybe we're just both the fools.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or we're amused by movie magic. Yeah. Swept away in it all.
Just the, oh, it took us to another world, honestly.
Honestly.
That's incredible. Wow. Yeah.
They jumped over a car.
They jumped over a car. They, you know, like jumping through the golf course and stuff like that over like the pits, the bunkers.
Weaving in and out in the shopping center.
It was pretty crafty. It was like riding through Coconut Mall in Mario Kart.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
It really was.
Especially the fountain.
It actually had that vibe to it, though.
It did, yeah.
It was very much like, this is Coconut Mall, right?
I like to call it Coconut Shopping Center because I'm not a Yankee with no brim.
But... Yeah, but it's an old term still that was used.
Nah, mate. I'm all shopping center.
Australians are about shopping centers now, but it was malls.
I call them the shops, actually.
Yeah, go to the shops, mate.
To the shops, get a Chico Roll, your dog.
Chocky milk and a Chico Roll and a Chocky milk.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I got
Shannon Nolan, Ned Kelly. Yeah.
Dad got me Chico Roll socks.
Okay.
I'll wear them on the next pod.
And we all got things going on, mate. Don't have to fucking brag about it. It's all right. No, it's really cool. That's really cool.
Thanks.
That's really good. I'm so glad that you got Chico Roll socks.
You didn't get anything.
I didn't get anything. You know what I got?
What's that?
Big cup of shut the fuck up. Get back to work. I've been breaking my back.
Right, what you deserve.
And the one time I get a break is this podcast.
Yeah.
Then I'm back on the field, you know?
I'm mining.
Pickaxe.
Been in the mines for 48 fucking hours.
Yep. It's rough out
good
there,
reference.
Man.
It is. You got a family to feed, a family of 16. We've discussed this before.
I do.
Yeah. I think overall it was pretty good stunt-wise. You know, some of the boat scenes are kind of cool, but... obviously you can tell the stunt doubles and stuff. Like, it's a low budget movie, but at the same time, you know, the costumes were convincing enough. That's why they had the masks on.
Yeah, I thought it was good.
So they could get away with it pretty well. Speaking of, like, you know, the budget of it, they came up with some crafty things, like in their world to be able to, like, you know, keep it sort of like entertaining and not look cheap. I that is one thing I got to give this movie merit for. It is, it doesn't look too cheap.
No,
like,
not at all.
Like, you can tell it's low budget, but it doesn't look like it's a home video.
No, not at all. Not at all.
It's just got some crafty shots and angles and things like that. Especially like even like the shot on the side of the car wheel when the robbers are chasing
at the
end, or like the shot of you know, I don't know, I can't remember if it was PJ or something riding along the side of the truck. Trying to get on the truck or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, like, there was a couple of little cool things. And they were on top of the roof and...
Yeah, they
doing all their shenanigans.
Did some good stuff.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Steam's popped up.
Steam's popped up.
That's all right. Is your thing still recording?
I hope so. Maybe, I think it is.
Maybe quickly check. You're back with the Bros Knows Best podcast. Hosted by me, Ben Charlesworth, with my brother Richard Charlesworth. So, we're going to get into this now. I don't think we have much more to say, honestly.
No, let me just... Have another gaze.
We're flogging the dead horse now.
Yeah.
We're like, flogging it.
It's thirsty work. We need to go to the pier for a milkshake.
Tell you what.
There's not much more to say about it.
Okay. Well, then we won't say anything.
I think...
We've got to get out of here anyway.
Yeah. That's exactly right. Like, honestly, it's probably like a once-off watch movie. It's not something that I would go back to.
Mm.
But like, it was... I'm glad that I watched it. It seems like it's a part... It's cool because it's a part of Australian film history. And I don't think we've done an Australian film yet. This might be our first one.
Probably not.
Is this technically international, even though we're Australian?
Well, yeah, I think so, because you can't... You know, most of the movies are made in America.
Or England. The UK.
Yeah, we've got the... The Ook and the USA, so...
Yeah, that's
I reckon this counts as an international film.
Yeah.
It's more niche.
Yeah.
Very niche.
I got nothing other than there was one point that said that, you know, the Billy Idol guy, he cracked me up every time he screamed. It was very funny.
That was the army of kids at the end with the BMXs. That was fun.
Yeah. What about the interfering radio frequency part where the crane dropped a piece of metal on the car?
Actually, that was good fun. Yeah.
That was probably where most of the budget went.
Yes, that was funny.
Huge explosion, by the way.
Yeah, good, yeah. And there was the kinky cop lady as well. Yeah, just like in the middle of the film, they're listening to the kids, and then for some reason that gets her aroused and she starts biting one of the other officers' ears.
What the
That was a weird scene, actually, now that we point that out.
Yeah, the cops are a little bit off their heads in this.
I don't know why hearing people on a radio makes you go, oh, now I need to bite that man's ear.
Yeah, give us a little nibble, mate. Yeah.
She didn't go for a nibble. She went for a chomp, man.
She went in there to bite a Big Mac, and that Big Mac was his ear.
Yeah. She chomped on that shit.
By the way,
I had a Big Mac last night. The patties have gotten even smaller.
That's fucked. We should make homemade Big Macs.
We honestly should.
I actually took a screenshot of the special sauce.
Yeah.
I saw it on Facebook, the recipe.
Yeah. Well,
let's make it. Let's do it. I'll make the special sauce. You barbecue up the patties.
True.
We'll get the bread. We'll like toast it.
Yeah.
We'll make that shit.
Pickles, cheese,
fire dogs,
onion,
straight fire,
lettuce. That's what you need.
And
brother.
We'll use good cheese as well. We won't use shitty American cheese.
Yeah. We'll use something nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something real gourmet.
Something swouse.
Yeah. Something mad.
Yeah. So, have you got anything for me?
I got trivia and I got letterbox. So, if you sit that little ass in your seat, boy, I'm going to tell you. Here we go. Nicole Kidman learned how to ride a BMX so she could be in this movie.
Wow.
Also, Kidman was chosen out of more than 200 actresses.
Was this her debut?
Well, it's funny you say that because it was her second theatrical feature. Nicole Kidman. Her first movie is called Bush Christmas. That came out in the same year, in the same month of December.
Wow.
So this is a Christmas movie. It's not a Christmas movie. It came out Christmas time.
1983. That's incredible.
And Nicole Kidman sprained her ankle after jumping over an open grave.
Oh.
So.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. If you're a hater of Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
I guess that's a point to you.
I guess so. But, you know.
And if you're.
Honestly, I'm not a hater of Nicole Kidman.
Neither am I.
I think she's great.
It's a tear for the rest of us.
It is. Multiple tears.
Yeah. Letterbox time.
Oh, yeah.
Graham J says, BMX Bandits is edited so well, you'll believe Nicole Kidman can ride a bike. Well, I think the trivia said that she did learn how to ride a bike, so...
You might need a brush up on you.
He might be a hater.
What was his name? Graham?
Graham J.
Yeah, fuck you, Graham.
He gave it 3 stars.
Sounds like a right fool.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of Graham.
I'm not going to read all this.
He can shove his opinion up his ass. That's what I reckon.
He can shove his J up his Graham. Dog. Jamalich says, not going to read it all too much, too verbose, very adequate, but also very clearly aimed at the 10 and under at the end of the day.
Absolutely. Yeah,
it's a kid's movie.
It's a kid's movie. They're both idiots. You've gotten idiots.
I've gotten idiots. It's because all the reviews were too long and people took this movie too seriously. It's like, I'm not going to read it.
Shit.
Bilbo Bolin says.
Bilbo Bolin.
No, bowling.
Oh, Bilbo Bolin.
The scenes of what's clearly Nicole Kidman's stuntman doing BMX tricks are a major highlight, given how comically much he does not look like Nicole Kidman whatsoever from every angle. 2.5 stars.
So that's exactly the opposite of the first one.
Yeah, exactly.
I like it, though.
So I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
There wasn't many good reviews. Yeah. So, yeah. And then Fat Baby says, twist your nuts as much as you can. Okay, we won't do that one again. Well, don't know how that one keeps sneaking in, but we'll move on.
I guess it's come to that time of the podcast where we dish out some scores.
Yes, traditionally we score by nugs, but this week we're doing something a little differently.
The nugs that gave us food poisoning this week.
Thank you. I had nothing else to say there, so I'm glad that you took the mantle. You saw me running in the race and I was really tripping in there.
Yeah.
But you still picked up the baton and ran for it. We won the race.
We won the relay. That's what I'm saying. I enjoyed relays back when I was a kid. That was good fun. I'm going to give my score first because you've given me.
I've done it a few times, haven't I?
Yeah. You greedy bastard. Yeah. You gluttonous fool. I'm
such a slut for giving out my score.
You're a whore.
Never used to be. Keep going. Give your score, you bitch. We gotta go.
All right, four, to go. 4 out of 10 nugs.
Oh, fuck. I had 4 out of 10. I'm not. Look at that. 4 out of 10 on the laptop right there.
Shake my hand, you jammy dodger.
Yes. And as we're shaking it.
All right.
The hand's not shaking anything else. And that was another episode of Bros Knows Best.
Ooh.
That's right, if you enjoyed this episode, then you can check us out elsewhere, can't you, Scott?
Oh, you betcha.
You can check us out on YouTube,
Spotify,
all podcast platforms. That's probably where you just listened or watched us then.
Yeah.
But we have social platforms too, don't we, Scott?
Oh, we do, like Instagram.
Oh my god, TikTok.
Oh, it's insane.
And YouTube Shorts. If you like us, follow us there. We've got content, we've got episodes, and we'll see you guys
soon.
No, that's when you say next week.
Next week.
Fucking Jesus.